Now I'm speaking with Lisa Glenn, the Lawson girls basketball coach. And coach, your team matched up with a very good Penny High team. Can you talk us through how that game went this tonight?
Yeah, you know, Hamilton comes in with a really good record tonight, and I think they'd only played one conference game, and we had played two. They were 1-0 in the conference, and we were 2-0 in the conference. So it was a big game, and, you know, the first quarter was kind of a back-and-forth battle, and they edged us a little bit, 12-9 at the end of the first, and then we were down by 4 at half and just kind of struggled in the third quarter a bit. And I think we got down by as much as 12 and then kind of clawed our way back in the fourth quarter and outscored them 16-10 in the fourth quarter to kind of surge a little comeback, but was a little short and got beat by 6 points tonight. And they were able to hit some free throws down the stretch.
Who were some of the Lady Cardinals that played well tonight?
We had two players in double figures. Lakin Manns is a junior post starter for us, and she ended up with 12 points tonight. And Sammy Swafford is a senior who actually comes off the bench for us, and she shot the ball really well. She ended up with 4 threes tonight and 16 points. So she had a 5 points in the fourth quarter that were huge points for us in our little comeback that we were trying to make. So proud of both of those girls.
And I know February is always a very busy week for basketball teams, and the way the weather's been the last few weeks, I'm sure that really adds to your conference schedule, as you probably had some games that were delayed. What's coming up for the Lady Cardinals?
Yeah, we have actually 4 more conference games in the next 2 weeks. We actually are sitting pretty good as far as reschedules. We were able to get one in on a Saturday back in the middle of January when a lot of people couldn't play on Friday, so that really helped us. As we head into February here, so we're not playing, you know, back-to-back nights, or we're not playing 3 nights in a row or 3 nights in the week. And so we're kind of excited about that. And so next week we have Mid-Buchanan and Lathrop, and so one on the road and one at home. And so we'll close out with some senior night festivities next Friday, and hopefully we can get back on the winning side of conference.
What are some things you'd like to see your girls work on and polish up as the conference season winds down and you get closer to the districts?
Yeah, you know, I think we've just got to be a little more consistent. You know, we can't dig ourselves into a hole either at the beginning of the game or tonight. It was kind of the beginning of the third quarter. We just had those stretches. And so I think anytime you face, you know, February and you prepare for the end of your conference schedule and as you turn the corner into the district season, you have to be able to play consistent. And certainly against a good team like Hamilton, you know, you can't afford to take plays off or have stretches or moments of play that don't merit you know, points. And I know at one point I said to my assistant coaches, I said, we've had too many empty possessions. And so, you know, just try to work on that and hopefully the girls will respond.